For an American military assessment of security conditions in Iraq, I talked to Major General Martin Dempsey, commander of the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad.
The Iraqi people are going to want to be completely in control of their own future and will not, in my view anyway, will not look favorably on a large military presence here. The question, of course, is when we reach that point. And they need us here now, both for their external security and also to continue to develop their own indigenous forces.
You said about one of every 10 members of Iraq's security forces actually worked against the U.S. during the recent violence in Iraq, and another 40% quit because of intimidation. Why was that?
I can only speak for Baghdad, and as you know, each part of Iraq has its own very diverse cultural and religious and tribal influences, but let me speak for Baghdad. We probably weren't able to find the right leaders to lead those groups. I'm talking about Iraqi leaders, though we gave it our best. The second thing of three that I'll mention is that there needs to be some top cover that they'll have confidence will last into the future, some organization, a ministry of defense that will give them the top cover to perform their missions. And then underneath all of that, they need a safety net, and I'll define a safety net as a medical care program. They need to understand about what happens to the loved ones if they're killed in the line of duty. And that's what was lacking. What they had was us. We were providing medical care. We were providing death gratuities. And I think that what revealed itself in the incidents of early April here was that they need an institutional Iraqi top cover and they need a safety net.
Would that have happened if the Iraqi military structure at the time of the invasion had not been broken up by the U.S.?
That would have made our life easier. The problem with that is that you can see that it causes a lot of anxiety on the part of the Shia population, who had zero trust in the former regime and the Ba'ath Party. So it's a very delicate balance, and what we're trying to do is find some leaders who are not offensive to the Shia majority, while at the same time finding some institutional expertise.
If you can't find those leaders and Iraqi forces continue to quit on you or work against you, what does that mean for the future of Iraq and the continued U.S. presence there?
Well, the Shia have several political parties, all of whom have had in the past some young men serving on their behalf for security. I mean, the holy city of Najaf is a perfect example. And I think it would make some sense to encourage those political parties with a stake in Najaf to get these political parties to volunteer up some of their own young men who then would work in the legitimate security forces but have the additional peer pressure or pressure to perform by their political parties.
Are you among some military leaders urging an increase in the number of U.S. forces in Iraq?
No, I don't think I am, actually. I think we're going to just have to see how the security situation evolves between now and 1 July. But, I mean, clearly, we will need a very robust presence here to help with the Office of Security Cooperation that's building and training and equipping the Iraqi security forces. Now, beyond that, I think they'll need some help in the run-up to elections because elections will need to be secured. But I think they have to define over time what our role will be in helping them with their internal threats, and I think that's probably going to be what drives the size of the force, but I don't think it necessarily has to be bigger.
Major General Martin Dempsey is commander of the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad.